Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come on Word of Life with Prophet John Anoche.
Teaching without revelation, you make a lot of evil mistakes. You cause people to pay for it. I'm telling you the truth. Anybody who is teaching revelation and claims that he's teaching revelation, signs and wonders must follow their ministry. Please, you need to be holistic with the Bible. The streams of revelation. Otherwise, you will teach people something you don't even understand yourself. Now it becomes jargons and words. Now let me show you also another thing in the Bible. You will read the book of the letters. The letters are the epistles. Epistles means letters. So the letters that have been read, unless there's an application of the Spirit, is letters. It doesn't work on you. If you like, let demons worry you, let me open the Bible, read it, nothing will happen. Unless you are baptized with the Spirit and you are reading by the Spirit, that's when it will take effect. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. Say amen to that. Yes. Hallelujah. Can I talk to you for an hour? Are you ready to receive that? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, this is the ministration of the Spirit. It's not a ministration of flesh. It's the Spirit. You know, gone are the days when we went to God and decided how we will worship God. But this time around, he says that saviors shall come. Saviors, the people that he wants them to worship him, they are called saviors themselves. For they shall transfer life unto others. So the Bible says, saviors shall come. They shall come. And he said, true worshippers shall arise. They will no longer worship God on the mountain. But they will worship God in spirit and in truth. That means when they gather together, God calls us great people. He said, my great army, my great people. Together we worship the Lord. And when we fill heaven with incense, things begin to happen. When we are moving, aura comes upon us. Fire power comes upon us. We begin to entrench. We begin to expand. We begin to what? Draw the curtains. That is what God does for us. I bless somebody this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are watching us, you are welcome to the Tree of Life service, the second Sunday of the month of August. Let the name of God be glorified. In Jesus' name. Worldwide word. Worldwide word. You didn't lift up your hands. We are. I am talking to the holy billionaires. Hallelujah. The billionaires of God in the end times. The billionaires who will pick up monies and then buy planes and sponsor the gospel in a grand style in the name of Jesus. I love something about you. Kadaboshata. Rebasha. You easily express what you are and who you are before the Lord. And I see the Lord in his throne clapping for you. You are the rocks in the altar of the Lord. You are the pearls and the stones in the name of Jesus. I came to bless somebody this afternoon in the name of Jesus. If you believe, shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm now continuing the principle of tithe, but in the prophetic sense. That means I want God to use me to reveal a bit of his word concerning, a bit of the prophetic words concerning tithing. And so today, the Spirit of God is leading me to reveal what he said about the prophetic nature of tithe. What is behind that? Because tithe is never a principle on the earth. Tithe was never part of Adam. Tithe was never part of Adam. It was a principle that God gave unto Abraham. And everything God gave unto Abraham was unto Abraham and his seed. And the Bible clearly defines that. And whose seed you are, if you believe and continue in the faith. So we are of the seed of God. Because we are joint heirs with Christ. Jesus is the heir. But we are the heirs of salvation. That means we are the heirs with him. He is the savior. He is the salvation. That is why the name Jesus in the Greek is called Jesus. It means Jehovah or Yahweh is my savior. or Yahweh saves. It's the same meaning of Jehoshua. Jehoshua means Jehovah is my salvation. Therefore, it means that he says, and that holy child that you shall give birth to shall be called Jesus. And he shall deliver his people from bondage. He shall deliver his people from sin and transgressions. And the Bible said, when Jesus was born, and he said in the volumes of the book it is written of him, and he walked on the earth, doing the works of God, doing good and healing all of them that were oppressed of the devil. When the time appointed for him was done, he was lifted unto the cross. And he said, it was fulfilled in the book of Psalm chapter 68, verse number, from number 16. He says, when I'm lifted, I'll give gift unto men. And I'll draw all men unto myself. Repeated and recorded by Paul in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 7. That he said, when he's lifted, he will draw all men to himself and he will give gifts unto men. And giftings of the Spirit has been given unto men. So that men will walk in the light of his word to be perfect, because he says that, and he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be teachers, some to be pastors. For what? For the equipping. For the equipping of the saints and edification of the body. So you are equipped individually so that the church together will be edified. I came to edify somebody with the knowledge of Christ. That in the name of Jesus, if you believe, shall I receive. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord asked me to teach these things. So he that asked me to teach it brings revelations. These are not things that you can just know by reading the Bible. These are not mere semantics. These are revelations. Kadobo Shanda. From the spirit space. Hallelujah. I've taught you tithe under the gospel. Then I'm going to be tithe in the prophetic books, which was revealed, because you see, salvation was in the prophetic books before Jesus came to fulfill it. And then the deliverance, which is the deliverance of our the saints of God with our bodies, where our bodies will be given unto us from the earth, which we call rapture. He says he appeared the first time for salvation. He shall appear again, and this time around, for what? For salvation at the end of the age. That one is not for you to be saved, but for you to be delivered. To be lifted from this earth. That is what it means. He said he shall appear. And all the scripture talk about the fact that he shall appear. But you see, the confusion is that when shall he appear? When is the time appointed for his appearance? That is when a lot of people make mistakes about. When will he appear? Because he said he shall appear and take you. Today we are going to understand some things. And I want you to open your ears. Take up your Bible. Hallelujah. Your notebooks, you are going to be writing some things. I'll give you a few scriptures, just a few. I will not bore you with a lot of them. And I'll keep the rest. Amen. When people who do not understand come, then we expand it. Amen. Clap your hands if you believe in that. Thank you, Jesus. Kadabashata. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting out imagination. Strongholds in your mind. Argument. Imaginations. They are all in your mind. It has to be cleared. Do you know how it was cleared? In the past, when they meditated, it was not doing anything to their conscience. Do you know why? Because that which was supposed to touch their conscience was not yet done. And the Bible says, his blood of sprinkling is sprinkled upon our conscience, so our conscience are cleansed from dead works. Are you hearing the point, somebody? From dead works. Otherwise, today, if you think about a woman, you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed fornication already. But because the blood of Jesus has been sprinkled upon your mindset, you can be caught up into an ecstasy, looking at a woman. But because of the blood of sprinkling upon your conscience is cleansed when you hear the word of God, because the blood of Jesus is sprinkling. This one, you can't ascend to the throne and take the blood and come and say, I'm sprinkling into your mind. That is why I support a lot of some prayers. Because your Bible says that what gave you access to the throne is the blood. You yourself can't have access and say that I'm going to take the blood and sprinkle upon myself. It is someone who must do that for you. The Bible says, for you were washed. He didn't say you washed yourself. And you were washed with what? He said, the pure water was what? Was his blood. Because the blood contained water. Water is the life of Jesus. For every man's life is in his blood. Jesus also. His life was in his blood. And the life is the kind of oxygen in the blood. That is the water. Amen. So he said, your conscience has been cleansed from dead works. Understand this and let's move on. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus for the knowledge of God. Can I go ahead right now? Thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Now let's read the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, verse number 6 to 12. But for the purpose of doubt, I want us to start from the verse 1. Do you know the reason? The reason is that the entire book of Malachi was a prophecy concerning people to come. So the book of Malachi, chapter number 1, I have proved it to a lot of people, that Malachi was prophesying in the spirit. He was just in the spirit and he was speaking for what he was hearing and seeing in the spirit. Which the Bible says in Peter that the spirit of Christ was in the prophet, indicating what time and manner of time that has been set for the Christ to come. The promise to come. And so they were prophesying about the promise and the people that follows after the promise. We are a people of promise. The promise God gave to Abraham and his generation came to pass when Jesus appeared. When he appeared, we appeared with him. That is why we say we died with him. We are buried with him and we were resurrected with him. We are made to sit together in the heavenly places with him. How? By faith, because spiritually you are not sitting there now, physically. But your spirit sits with him. By faith you sit with him. Your Bible says you have been made to sit together with him in the heavenly place. So when he sit there for us. So when Malachi was prophesying, he was unto the Savior coming and was unto us as well. Now let's see it. The book of Malachi. Shatakaba Yandish.
Malachi chapter 3.
Yes.
From verse 1.
When you read the Malachi chapter 1, the verse number 11, he did mention something about Gentiles. Now, at that time that they were under the old covenant, which is the covenant of the blood of bulls and heifers, the Bible says that it could not make anything perfect. But there were people who lived under that covenant but prophesied to the future, like Moses. He lived under that covenant. In fact, he brought it. But he prophesied about the Lord Jesus. He prophesied about the grace that will come. There were many prophets. They lived under the dispensation. They were tired of that kind of thing happening. Disobedient of the people of God to God. And so they prophesied. A people who are coming who do not disobey God. Because the word of God will be written upon their heart. And they prophesied about it. So when you are reading Malachi, and your mindset is tuned to the fact that, oh, Malachi was from the Old Testament. In fact, it's the last book of the Old Testament. As you have been taught, you are mistaken. That is the problem of people. Because in the book of Malachi chapter 1, the verse number 11, God did mention about the Gentiles. How they will give him offerings, pure offerings and incense. Now, in the time of the Old Testament, Gentiles were not accepted. Even if you bring offering, you will be killed. Even the people were part of the Levites. Even priesthood, the priest's sons who were priests themselves were killed when they offered, you know, a censer offering unto the Lord. For the anger of the Lord to say, they were dead. So these are the understanding that many of them have not gotten. Now it is wrong to assume that because I'm a pastor and I've gone to Bible school and understand the Bible, it's wrong. You may quote scriptures and recite them. But you see, when we talk about revelational knowledge, the know-how of what you are reading, it's like a scientific finding. Before this camera that is looking at me was manufactured, there were a lot of research that went into it. So there were scientific findings. And then the manufacturer looked upon the findings to create this. And further on, there are more researchers doing the work. That is why any nation that doesn't invest in research, it means there's no improvement, no manufacturing. We will not improve. We can manufacture something for 10 years and it's still the same. When I was young, there was a wooden, when I was a boy, growing up as a boy, before I started walking, you know, there was some wooden car, if you remember, with wheels that they did. The carpenters were the one who did, and they sprayed it several colors. Do you know today, the same wooden thing is here. No improvement. What are we doing? There's nobody going into research about babies and how to improve upon their lives. But all that we do is to just bring them because there are people there manufacturing for us. So when we wake up to it, say, hey, these people are doing this. No. It's a manifestation of our laziness. It's a manifestation of the fact that we are not thinking straight and thinking ahead. And solving our own problems. Because all of time we want people to solve our problems for us. And truly when you check out there, they've solved them. And today's generation, we don't want to waste of time. That is why we are skilled. We take our computer and we can just browse and know where it is sold and bring them for our children to be comfortable. But if there was a scientific budget, research budget, that went into research, there will be engineers whose work were researching on how to improve on the quality of metals. This metal that they are here, these people have done it in a way that when you look at it, even if it is not painted or sprayed, it is okay. Cameras can see it and it's fine. Our own will still be our own from ancient of days to now. It will still be there. There are people researching into it. They are engineers of metals. They are engineers of cables. They are engineers of, you know, telecommunication stuff. And they research. There's a budget for them researching into it. They don't do anything. They research and write their findings. And they are engineers who are manufacturers. And they pick the findings and they manufacture. So all the time, there are those who are researching and there are those who are improving. In every field, the banking field, the same thing. Because of the kind of things that are happening. Now, the laws that are being made today, they don't factor the people. The people are not factored. The people who are coming to invest their monies are not talked about. And when you want to open the people's mindset, they begin to block all avenues. Because they make the laws to suit themselves. And every 4 years, laws are changed. What kind of way? Where are we going? But when you come to Jesus, God, he doesn't get, Jesus will not come and then before he start planning. No. Everything Jesus was going to do was prophesied about. So when people project God as God, who lives in afterthought? When Adam sinned, then God now came to redesign the thing. No, it was there before Adam was made. Jesus was already there before Adam. Jesus was there as Jesus, the Christ, the anointed, before Adam was made. Jesus was there as Jesus that will come to the earth and perform miracles before Adam was made. That is what makes him the firstborn over all creations. He was already there. He is not afterthought. When somebody is firstborn over all creations, firstborn over all creations. Now, there are two scriptures you need to identify. There is the firstborn over the dead. Firstborn of the dead. Or firstborn from the dead. That means he happens to be the first person who died of his own accord and resurrected. He's the first person like that. But apart from this scripture, there is another scripture that says that he is the firstborn over all creations. Many Christians were confusing this scripture as one. As though they attributed it to the dead one. No. There is the firstborn from the dead. And there is the firstborn over all creations. Now, every scripture in the Bible must be proved. That means that it was there. So in the Bible, you must find it somewhere that it played out. That is why when you find the scripture about firstborn from the dead, you'll be able to read scripture that says that he was taken to the cross, he was killed, and in the third day he resurrected. And he was prophesied about before. And he himself, when he came to the earth, he also spoke about them before he went to the cross. For 3 years he was speaking about them. Now, the firstborn over all creations, when we go to the book of Genesis, the fundamentals, or the place where God was doing creation, we will find Jesus created there and made there. So the Bible said, but in the time of the end, he appeared. That means he was there, but he was in obscurity. That means he was there, but you couldn't see him with your optical eyes. That means he was there, but he was even hidden to the angels. That means he was there, he was even hidden to all the spiritual beings. But at the time, the fullness of time, the Bible said he appeared. Just as angels appear. That's what the Bible says. Now, when you have understanding of the scriptures like this, you reading it, you will understand and appreciate the knowledge of God. I'm telling you. So please, let's go to the book of Malachi. Let me show the people of God something here. The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 11. I want to prove everything to you so that you can understand it. Yes, go.
Malachi chapter 1 verse 11.
Yes, sir.
For from the rising of the sun,
yes,
even to its going down,
yeah,
my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Among the Jews?
No, sir.
You see, among the Gentiles. So if you are reading this under the dispensation of the law, what would you say? Has God neglected us and gone for the Gentiles? The people he chose were only Israelites, 12 tribes people. But there's a prophet prophesying that from the rising of the sun to its going down, my name shall be great among who? The Gentiles. Read on for me.
In every place, incense shall be offered to my name.
In every place among the Gentiles, that incense shall be offered to my name. Incense shall be offered to my name. And when you hear the incense, don't use your mind to interpret it. There are scriptures interpreting incense. You go to the book of the prophets, and you go to the book of Ezekiel, you go to the book of Isaiah, you also go to the book of Revelation. There is explanation about incense. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord took the censer from the most holy place and came to the altar, and then he fetched the incense of the saints. The Bible says, which are the prayers of the saints with seed and givings. He took the incense of the saints. That's incense, and with the prayers of the saints. So incense is a mixture of your prayers and also your givings, your sacrifices before God. It becomes incense. That was why Noah burned all the kinds of clean animals after he got out of the ark. And the Bible said incense came out. And there was what? Aroma. Sweet smelling what? Aroma. That filled the heavens. It went into the nose of God. The altar was flooded with that. And the Bible says, God said, I will not curse man again with water. He changed his mind. So you can cause a change with prayers and sacrifice together. You came from your family. You are dealing with evil altar. You can change the status quo. You can change the demonic kind of things that have been imprinted there by your prayers and sacrifice. Prayers with sacrifice. Never go pray against evil altars without sacrifices. It will not work. The people who came to introduce us to altars, we thank God for their lives, but they did not get this revelation, so they didn't add it. So it's been difficult trying to push this knowledge to people. Why? Because they love their substance. But I said, we love God. If you love God, your money doesn't love God. Your substance doesn't love God. I heard God say, Jesus said that, love God, two commandments. That fulfills all the rest. Now, do you know what it means? Jesus saw that, don't steal, do not commit adultery, do not fornicate, do not like this, do not that, oh, do not. He categorized all of them into two. He said, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with what or yours? Your mind. So everything that you work for, might. The spirit of might, the power of might, is good. The strength upon your life that produces energy for income. You love God with that one too. The second one, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. He didn't say love your neighbor more than yourself. Love, please be in scripture. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't love yourself more than your neighbor. So love your neighbor as yourself. If my children, I want to go and give to the orphans. My children don't wear secondhand clothes. There's no business also going to buy secondhand clothes to another person's child. Because I love my neighbor as my children. The food I will not eat, that is supposed to be for dogs. If a stranger comes to my house, I will not repackage them and give it to them instead of the dogs, because I must love my neighbor as myself. What is good for my friend A is good for my enemy B. Because he's not my friend, I give him the worst things. If he's not my friend, I give him what I would have given to my friend. Love your neighbor as yourself. These two covenants, these two commandments, the Bible says, the rest are fulfilled in them. So if you follow these two, your friend's wife, you will never go and attack her. You will not snatch your friend's wife to be. Their sister and their brother have been together for years and they are planning to marry. It is money that has not been put in place or things that have not been put in place. And they are praying through, and here comes a fresh guy. He is a church owner. He worships God like Minister Prince. Oh, when to me, no. And he knows it's enough. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you will not go in for the person's beloved. It's not working. You will not go for their wife. It's not working. If you love your neighbor, you will not point a gun at your neighbor to steal their money. It will not work. Why? Because you love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus saw it. Now, all this is a long story, Moses. Let's cut it short in righteousness. Two, when you fulfill the two, you fulfill all the law. For the words of the law cannot be broken. That's what the Bible says. Once it came out from his mouth. But they are fulfilled in these two commandments given. Period. It doesn't mean it is past. No. There is the ordinances of the law. There is the ordinance of faith. The ordinances of the law could not annul the ordinance of faith. Now, what is the ordinance of faith? That means the instructions given to people who were under faith dispensation. Like Abraham. He was given tithe as an ordinance. Abraham was given promises and he was supposed to show the children the way of the Lord so they would not depart. One of the reasons why God loved Abraham is that God saw that he would teach his children in the way of the Lord. We can go into it and see it. And God gave him tithe to follow. If you want to be rich upon the earth, that which is accepted in heaven is called 10th part. And 10th part has to do with the first and the best to God. It doesn't mean he wants all. So tithe is a principle. When I teach you, I don't expect you to see people who are using gimmicks. They are using reasoning. When I say reasoning, some people say, oh, why? How can you be in Christ and you are stingy and you will give God only 10%? No, that is not a discussion. So you mean to tell me that Abraham did not know Jesus? Jesus, the Bible said the gospel was preached to Abraham first. Abraham knew Jesus. He was preached to about the seed and the promise. In fact, Abraham was looking for the promise. And he didn't see the promise. So God told him that go and rest, for I will show the promise to your children. And he was satisfied. The Bible said those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Check the scripture. Those who are of faith, those who are from faith, they are blessed with believing Abraham. So Abraham, with the discussion of faith, doesn't put Abraham out. No. Abraham, in fact, his righteousness came by faith. Abraham believed in God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. That's what the Bible said. So the ordinance by law could not annul the ordinance by faith. They had to practice it, but under the law. So they wanted tithing under the law. That's what Moses gave them. But it doesn't stop tithe from being a law. It doesn't stop tithe from being of faith. Because tithe was given to Abraham and he believed it and he did it. It was not a law. Was it written anywhere? No. Did Abraham have any book to watch tithe there? No. Abel did not know about tithe. Cain did not know about it. Adam did not know about it. Seth did not know about it. All of them. Abraham was the one who was taught by God. Because in the book of Hebrew, God calls Abraham my friend. In the book of Deuteronomy, God calls Abraham my friend. He calls him my friend. He taught him. And he sent a priest who is not from the earth to come and receive the tithe. To go where? To go to heaven. Now, this is a question. Do you think God is not serious? God who changed not will send Melchizedek. And in the gospel, the Lord will say that Jesus is priestly. It's not according to any of the priests who came to the earth, but it's according to the priest of Melchizedek, priesthood of Melchizedek. According to, not according from. According to means that Jesus is priesthood. It's copied, it is after an order.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.